Hey guys, this is Phone Boy, and this is episode 19 of Phone Boy Speaks. I just got back from Tel Aviv. It's a rather long trip from Seattle to Tel Aviv and back. And, you know, while I certainly have electronics to keep me entertained, the moments I'm not sleeping anyway, but there's about, 40 minutes in each flight where you're not allowed to use any electronics whatsoever. Now, it's during the takeoff and landing phases. The concern is that the electronics will put out enough electromagnetic radiation or radio waves or whatever that will affect the flight computers in the cockpits. And, you know, the science anyway that I've seen suggests that that's definitely not the case at all. You know, the other side of that, which I think I understand, is that maybe they just want us to pay attention during takeoff and landing, which I would be okay with that if they were honest with us that that was the reason they were banning electronics during takeoff and landing. Then you start wondering why it's okay to read a book or a magazine, if the attention is the problem, because you can certainly be distracted by a book or a magazine just as easily as you can a Kindle or an iPod or whatever. I don't get it, and I don't think the FAA is being completely honest, and nor are they being consistent with their rules. I think it's silly, but it is what it is, and, you know, as a traveler, this is something you have to do. In fact, in general, I sort of my general travel tip for people is, other than a seat, and hopefully a working lavatory, that's really all you can count on a plane. So plan accordingly, including bringing your own food, bringing your own forms of entertainment. You simply can't count on anything on an airplane. And it was funny, I had mentioned that to one of the flight attendants on my flight from Tel Aviv to Philadelphia, and he basically agreed. As a longtime employee, because you never know what you're going to get. I mean, I've been on enough of these flights, so you have to sort of plan for all eventualities, or at least, you know, most of the common ones, which does mean having reading material outside of an electronic device. So, anyway, that's my two cents, and I have lots of other ideas and stuff, of course. You can send me feedback on Twitter and app.net, on Facebook and Google+. I'm all of those places. So this is Phone Boy. I'm signing off.